Deadlines are set for rebuilding Nepal. Food for the Hungry offers some thoughts about refugees and Christianity. And literacy is proving to be a challenging ministry in Honduras. Details next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Rebuilding Nepal, what'll that look like? Nepal's government set a 3-year timeline to recover from the worst earthquake disaster since 1934. Can it be done? Global Aid Network's Phil Liller is the Logistics Center Director and a member of their Nepal assessment team.
The recovery effort really will take years. In some areas of the country, like the mountain areas, there was over 95% of the homes destroyed.
Getting relief supplies to survivors in rural villages has been a huge challenge.
There are 300 Nepalese nationals doing the distribution right now with their people. So we're working to get them the shelters, the food. Money was given almost immediately.
Monsoon season is fast approaching and they still need help. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. The team's building relationships in the name of Christ.
It happens through every action that we take. When we distribute food or tarps or tents, whatever it is, the people there know it's because of the love of God that people there are doing that.
Next, stories are starting to emerge from Rohingya refugees trafficked to Southeast Asia. A Partners Relief and Development team is on the ground in Indonesia sharing the hope of Christ as they help people find temporary shelter. One woman told Partners the traffickers had beaten her kids with wire. Other survivors were raped. All are starving. Keep praying for the Rohingya. Pray their eyes will be open to Christ's truth and love. This is Mission Network News. There are 51.2 million refugees worldwide. What should we as God's people do about it? Food for the Hungry's Pete Howard.
We're called by God to walk with the most vulnerable, and refugees clearly are some of the most vulnerable people in the world.
FH has been helping refugees in Jesus' name since the 70s, and this year they're focusing their efforts on the Middle East and Burundi. About a third of the people fleeing Burundi are unaccompanied kids.
Food for the Hungry has felt very called to come alongside those children and help them get reconnected with their families and ensuring that their basic needs are met.
As Christians live out their faith by caring for refugees, people get curious.
What are these churches and who are these Christians that are reaching out to us, and why are they reaching out to us? We don't even share their same faith, but yet they're serving us.
What's God asking you to do to help the refugees? Find ideas at our website. As many college students have returned home from college, a few are taking on summer internships. SOAR International Ministries is receiving their first summer intern next month. How did it come about? SOAR's Greg Mangione tells us.
As we were talking with different schools and attending missions conferences, you know, they would always ask, what kind of internship opportunities do you offer?
SOAR began asking their partners in Russia if they needed any help. Well, one church did. So now, Ben, a Moody Bible Institute student, is heading there next month to help a church who has an orphan transition home outreach. What will he be doing?
Helping to train orphans that have graduated out of the orphanage as this transition home helps to help them integrate into normal life and give them skills so that they can have a productive life, but then, of course, also mentor them spiritually.
Ben's also going to help at a summer English camp offered through the church. Support SOAR with your best gift today. And statistics say literacy rates are high in Honduras, but are the numbers really trustworthy? Education is only required through age 12. Teachers are underpaid and classrooms lack necessary equipment. But Jubilee Centers International is working to change that. This Christian school partners with Orphan Outreach to give children an affordable opportunity to learn vital skills and hear the gospel. Click the link in our web story to see how you can give children a chance to thrive. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The 21st century has four big dangers. Haggai Institute wants you to know what they are. If left unchecked, all of them will affect you and those around you. Get a copy of the new Four Dangers white paper by clicking on the Haggai Institute link at missionnews.org. That's the Haggai Institute link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.